And you could tie that handkerchief or a rag, a white rag or anything you have, on a bush and go off, ride off, out of sight, and get behind a hill or something where you could look up over. And it wouldn't be long until those antelope, and they'd go right up to it. Just right, they're the most curious animal you've ever seen in your life. But they'd just walk right up to see what that was. A little baby antelope's a pretty little thing, and they're good meat, too.
Okay.
I tell you, they're good meat.
I say that I've never eaten them, but I've heard of them.
No, they really are. I haven't tasted any in many a year, either. Mm-hmm. They're curious animals.
If you went uptown and met someone there whom you hadn't intended to, and someone asked you, did you plan to meet him there? You might say, no, I didn't plan to. I just went uptown and I just...
Run on to him. That's what Rick usually says. I run on to so-and-so town today.
And if a person's father's name is William, and then this person has a son and he names him William, you'd say, we named the child William. I can't ask this very well. I don't know if you'd say we named the child after him,
after
or named the
dad,
child for
yes.
him, or
named him after his dad. I've heard that expression many a time. I don't think I'd put it that way. And I think I'd say it. Well, we named him for his daddy, but I've heard that expression many a time. We named him after his dad.
Uh-huh. You mentioned that you had dogs. What would your dad say, or what would he say, for example, when he got the dogs to attack the steer?
Sick them, just sick them.
That'd do it, huh? And if he wanted them to come back, how did he call them?
Well, he had a horn. He'd blow it.
Oh.
And when he'd get out to go and hunt wolves, Now, if it was going on a roundup or anything like that, they didn't want the dogs around.
Mm-hmm.
Because a bunch of cattle see a dog, one dog, if they can catch him, they'll finish him.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. But a bunch of dogs would stampede the cattle. They just, he wouldn't take the dogs with him then, but if he was just going to go out and hunt horses or something like that, well, he'd take the dogs with him and hunt wolves while he was hunting. Well, they'd get on the trail of that old wolf, but the way he'd get them to start out with him, well, he'd blow on that old horn, well, maybe they'd be half a mile down the creek. And when he'd blow that, it was a cow horn that he'd made him a horn out of, here would come the dogs. And I've seen Dad get up in the middle of the night. He'd hear the dogs after something and get up and saddle a horse and go to them. Well, maybe they'd have a wolf or a wildcat or something like that. But when they get on the trail of a wolf, now they wouldn't try to run him down. That is, they wouldn't try to run fast enough to catch him.
Uh-huh.
But they'd just keep on his trail till they would run him, till he couldn't run any farther and finish him. I've seen them catch coyotes. I've never seen them get a gray wolf. They're a vicious thing to catch, I'll tell you. I've seen the dogs come in chewed up, oh my. But coyotes, I've seen them catch a coyote one time, and I'll tell you, it wasn't, he had about 15 or 20 dogs. It wasn't 2 minutes until you couldn't find a piece of that coyote as big as your hand. Now they just simply tore him limb from limb. Just all two pieces. Or if they'd catch a shepherd dog when the country first began to settle up here and they find out what a shepherd dog was.